Right.
Still got a minute.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Wait, hold on. I'm not ready.
Okay.
All right. Are we ready?
Yeah.
All right. We now call to meeting this September 24th, 2024, Winchester Town Advisory Board. We will start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All righty, we'll start with our roll call. Over to my left.
Cristian Barnion.
Chris Hooper.
I'm April Mensch.
I'm Mallory, the town board secretary.
And from the county, we have...
Matt, I'm the planner.
Beatrice Martinez, Commissioner Sagerblum's liaison.
Excellent. Anyone else? Awesome. All right, we'll move on to public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please stand, clearly state your name and address, and spell your name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by a majority vote. Do we have any public comments? Excellent. All right, we'll move on to the approval of minutes for August 27th, 2024. Do I have a motion?
Motion to approve.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we'll move on to the approval of the agenda for today, September 24th, 2024. Do we have a motion?
Motion to approve.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Next, we'll move on to informational items. Do we have any informational items?
Yes, Chair. Commissioner Sagerblum will be doing an event with the Department of Environmental and Sustainability and Arbor Day Foundation. We will be giving out 300 trees here at Winchester on October 11th at 3 p.m. And then we also have the Life and Death Festival here November 1st and 2nd starting at 5 p.m.
Awesome. All righty. So next we'll move on to planning and zoning items. We'll start with item one, UC-24-0450, Joseph's Family Land. Use permits for the following: one, vehicle maintenance and repair; two, vehicle paint body shop; and three, vehicle rental or sales on 6.55 acres in a commercial general zone, generally located on the east side of Eastern Avenue, 225 feet south of Sahara within Winchester. Do we have someone here? Hello.
Hi. My name is Jacob Koshishek. It's a long last name, K-O-S-H-O-S-H-E-K. I'm the VP of National Operations for VGM. One of the entities that we operate is Wrenchtalk. The other entity that we operate at that facility is Buggy. We've already been licensed for the rental of vehicles for Buggy in the main building. Wrenchtalk is a secondary use under a different entity within the same entity structure. Primarily, currently at this point, we're servicing our own vehicles. We have a fleet of about 300 vehicles in the city of Las Vegas, and we're looking to grow that fleet. The fleet's primary use is Uber rideshare vehicles and rentals. So we have about 250 people within the community that rent vehicles from us to drive for Uber. Most of them are full-time drivers. Right now, we are repairing our own vehicles primarily. We are looking for this licensing so we can open up our shop to external repairs as well. So we want to service the rideshare community and anybody else in the area that needs vehicle repairs, both mechanical and body repairs. The use will not change on the property. It was prior a Chapman Dodge dealership. Before that, it was a United Nissan dealership. The only issue is that we are not a secondary or use under the entity structure. So being that it's a new entity, we are required to have a special use permit. The offset issue is that there is an apartment complex to the south of one of our buildings. The required offset is 200 feet, and the buildings were built at 198 feet, or 197 feet, 8 inches. So we're 2 feet 4 inches off. So that's why we're requesting the special use permit. I have the plans for all the requirements if anybody would like to view any of them, or if there's any questions.
Sure, well.
Yeah.
We love pictures.
Exactly.
Chair, if you want to open it up to the public.
Yes, do we have any, and would anyone have any public comments, any questions from the public? Any questions from the board?
So on the south side, you're saying, do you have the problem? It's over here then, right? That's the north, so this is the south, right?
Correct. So this building right here is the repair facility building. Again, we haven't made any changes in the building. The equipment was existing. Nothing has changed within the building. From here to the wall is 197 feet, 8 inches. We're 2 feet, 4 inches short. It's this building right here to the wall here. Or sorry, excuse me, this building here to the wall here.
You have this complex.
We have the entire complex. The space that we're utilizing is everything here. Our lease pertains to everything here except this portion of this and this portion.
So there's no adding on or nothing?
No changes to the building.
Just pretty much you need that permit so you can operate repairing cars now.
Again, it was previously used for the same purpose. We haven't changed any equipment. The lifts in there were from the previous tenants and the previous tenants before that. Nothing has changed. Just the zoning, because we're not a full dealership, we have a different entity structure.
Okay. Do you have any questions?
I have no questions.
No. Questions?
No. Sounds reasonable to me.
Do we have a motion?
Motion to approve.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Congratulations, sir. Yeah,
thank you.
Here are your drawings back.
You guys can keep them if you want.
Oh, excellent. No.
Are you sure? Because I'll take them.
Go for it.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah. All righty. All right, moving on to item 2, UC-24-0466-JDR Owner LLC for modifications to an existing resort hotel, Fontainebleau, Blue. Design review for modifications to an existing resort hotel on 22.7 acres in a commercial resort zone, generally located on the east side of Las Vegas Boulevard South and the north side of Elvis Presley Boulevard within Winchester.
Hello. David Brown, 528 South 4th Street, BROWN, your permission. This is application for two guard gates and shacks, or the gate and the shack. If I can please put this down just to show you. This is for Fontainebleau Hotel. The squares represent where the guard gates will be. Happy to be here with staff's recommendation for approval. Essentially, these gates are there for security reasons, for the community and to protect people. There are guards in the shacks at all times. They leave the door open, the gate open most of the daytime hours. They control the time when people come so it doesn't ever get stacked up. The emergency vehicles have transponders so they open up automatically at all times. So there's no reason for there ever to be traffic issues or anything else. This is not a high traffic area. It's for deliveries, trash pickup, stuff like that. And they really do a great job. They've been open coordinating the timing of people coming to the property. Happy to answer any questions if you have them. I know it's design review if you want to. So if you like pictures, it's not very exciting when you think of a giant hotel, but this is it. If anyone else cares.
Do we have any questions from the public?
So may I see the pictures?
Oh, sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, of course. So these guard shacks are already in place?
They are. I mean, candidly, it was done earlier. They recognize the issue, and of course, we're here for you, and we'll go in front of the county commission. But yes, this is one where they've already been built, and you know exactly what they're going to look like.
And they're active? And
yes, and there's never been an issue, and despite that, like I said, staff recommends some approval.
Sure, sure. And it's 24 hours?
Yes, the guards are on duty all the time.
Okay.
So it's the east side of the hotel.
Correct.
Yeah, just adding those. Okay.
Does the board have any questions?
Nope.
Any questions?
No.
Who would like to make a motion?
Motion to approve.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those against? Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All righty. Now we are moving on to item three. This is WS-24-0433- Happy Miner LLC. Waivers of development standards for the following. One, increased fence height. Two, reduced parking lot landscaping. Three, setbacks. And four, alternative driveway geometrics. Design review for a motel on 2.16 acres in a commercial resort zone, generally located on the northwest corner of Desert Inn Road and Pawnee Drive within Winchester. I see that we are utilizing the...
Kerry Shahan, architect, representing the applicant on the 4310 Cameron Street, Suite 12A. And what we have today to present here is existing offices that are located on East Desert Inn and Pawnee, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. Right now it's being used as a two-story office. The buildings are not going to change in size or it has a lot of character if you've seen this property. We're proposing to change it to hotel use for 116 rooms to convert the offices to guest rooms. Part of the things, we're asking for a couple waivers. What we're doing, right now it has multiple curb cuts. Here, and this alley that runs in the back. So we are reducing that amount to down to two off of Desert Inn, and then bringing them up to commercial standards so it's easier to access the lot. And there are a couple existing shade structures here for the covered parking. The alley would remain. We had proposed, we're requesting a couple waivers as a part of this, but some of the, one of the waivers is for reduction in throat depth, and I just want to explain that between these buildings is where a lot of the access is to, where the primary access to the units are, so when people, guests come, they access the buildings internally. Mm-hmm. And utilize the existing stairwells that's there. So part of this and having this reduced was because we bring the site up to ADA standards, which allows us to put the ADA central so that handicap have improved access to the middle. That's the thinking behind the design there. The other waivers we're asking for, because of some securities, that right now it's not, I don't think it's fully occupied. So they had a fire incident on one of these buildings. So then the owner had some security concerns. So that's why we were proposing an 8-foot fence. I saw staff's comments and now I'm driving the area. Like, it was more like a wrought iron fence, but the whole idea there was to control access so that people, as a hotel, so people aren't going in cutting through or using this properly in a different way, right? To try to control access. So there's no limitation. People can walk in, there's no gates. It's free flowing. But if that's a concern with staff, I think we can reconsider that to try to remove that waiver. Now, staff's requesting a 3-foot tall fence, wrought iron. 5 or 6 feet possibly would be kind of a happy medium, but because other fences along this road I noticed vary in height, some aren't as attractive. They're solid block walls where this would be an ornamental fence, so fairly attractive. All the existing landscape remains as is, no touching the existing landscape. So what I'm showing, the green dots here are added trees to the property to further enhance the landscape. So we're not going to be, the idea here is to not take away from the existing property, take away the existing trees, but to add additional trees along these entryways to make them nicer. The other two waivers, so staff had concern about, I think, this shade canopy in particular, because it was built originally along that property line. It's an existing structure. We don't really want to go back and modify that to reduce that setback if we don't have to. But we are adding a lot of landscape. I think all of this area in here. So the concern, I think, would be like these particular stalls. And the code requires 6 parking stalls and then half fingers each side. These are moderate in size. It's not like we have a huge long field. Over here, where we had a lot of parking, we added 2 islands and added 2 trees. So we're sympathetic to that. We could continue to work with staff if that's a concern. Obviously, we're the kind of architect that wants to hear feedback from the community. We want to make a good project here, and we want to comply with code. So that's where we're at. I don't know if you have any additional questions. I'm happy to answer.
So we'll open comments from the public. Please remember to stand, state your name and address, and spell your name for the record. So questions?
Yeah, my name is Alfredo Serrano, 1679 Sombrero Drive, which is about the fourth house behind the, it's right there where the middle parking lot is. And one of my concerns is, of course, what kind of establishment it's going to be. You know, I mean, right now we're just, I know you're in the design phase of questioning that, but my concern is what is this bringing in the future, and then how that's going to be walled off from my home. And the effect that it has on my home, because if I wanted to go for a short-term rental property or something like that, and use it like that, I understand this would take care away from it. Immediately, though, concerning the design, is that alleyway behind, and are you addressing that with any fencing or control, or how are you're actually fencing people?
Probably
fencing people off from here who have then access. But yeah,
we'll
still have access all through here.
Yeah, the thing is like it's very difficult to. Our property stops right here along the edge of this parking, so we really can't do anything within the alley. We can't gate the alley to because other people need access to that alley. So, that's why this was more of a way to, help. The people, I honestly don't expect that a lot of people would be walking to the property. You need vehicular access to the property.
Well,
because running as a hotel.
There's people walking to the property now.
You all understand this area probably better than I do, because I don't live personally right there. But this is why we meet, so that we can listen and understand what your concerns are, what you're dealing with locally, so that we can help address that. If there's a way, I'll certainly want to look at it. I just don't know what that way is yet.
Can I just ask one more thing? Who owns that property currently, and is that going to change?
Oh, owns this property?
Yeah. Because currently they kind of maintain that alleyway, and if somebody puts graffiti up, it's cleaned immediately. And if you're saying your property line is there, saying that the existing alley will not be maintained by anyone.
The ownership that I know that owns it today is not bringing the change of ownership. This is the same ownership that wants to utilize the property differently.
So, Chair, just so you guys know, all questions are directed to the chair. And then the applicant writes them down, and at the end, the public comment closes, and then the applicant addresses all of the questions.
Okay.
So we'll take our next question. I saw you.
My name is Jennifer Ranella, and I live at 1698 Sombrero Drive, right next to you guys. And my question is, So we don't know what kind of facility this is going to be. You're talking it's a motel, it's short-term,
hotel.
Long-term.
Hotel.
And we're not answering now.
I'm sorry.
Do you need a pencil?
So, yeah, there might be a pencil. I'm good.
So facility. I need to know the type of facility that this is going to be. Is this going to be like Siegel Suites? Or is this going to be like a real hotel, like a boutique hotel, like short-term stay? And beyond that, how's this going to affect my property value? So I definitely have the same concerns as my neighbor.
All right, next, Mike.
I'm Michael Edwards, out at 3205 Burnham Avenue. My question is there going to be any alterations to the existing structures in terms of the facade of the structure?
All right, next, Meg.
I wrote this down. I can do it in 3 minutes or less. Name is Mig, M-I-G, last name P-O-N-C-E, from 1571 Golden Arrow Drive, which is right around the corner. Wanted to say I don't really have any questions. I've read the report, the dozen or so pages. Do want to say that just from conversations with at least a half a dozen other residents, we have a lot of concerns about this. There's a lot of displeasure at the concept of a short-term rental type place, a hotel, motel, whatever you want to call it, going into that spot. I understand that this board hearing is not for or against the development itself, but for the exemption to the standards. To that end, I want to say that I, at least, am very firmly against it because it facilitates something that a number of us have very strong reservations about, with pretty easy to see negative consequences from a greatly increased traffic of transient populations. There's 116 rooms. It's easy to see that that's at minimum 100-ish people coming in and out on a daily basis, assuming it's full, more if there are more people in there. Additionally, this lowers the barrier to additional further development from that. I would wonder what else is planned for after this that we're not hearing about. And then finally, standards exist for a reason. All of us in the neighborhood are generally concerned about homelessness, drug use, transient people walking in and out of these alleys. This alley is particularly notorious. A number of us have been victims of package theft off of our porches. And so putting that all together, my ask is that the waivers not be approved.
Kyle Wright, 3418 Seneca. It's a residential neighborhood that you're proposing a motel for. It does say motel. So we're interested in what the type of occupancy is. If it's Siegel Suites, then we hope that this is as difficult as possible for them. That is what the most common would be. And then what sort of economic plan, if it is not Siegel Suites, what sort of economic plan is there to have people that are not the Siegel Suites type of customers there so that it doesn't get sold to a Siegel Suites in 2 years when it's not economically viable? Also, how do you plan to deal with, you know, it's 116 rooms, so that may be 116 cars coming to this property that it seems to. It seems like this is going to have a very large adverse negative effect to a residential neighborhood. And if it's going to be like a Siegel Suites, then please make this as difficult as possible. Don't let them do any development.
Hi, I'm Harsha Parr, BAHARSHHPAR. I live at 1734 Sombrero, right in the same vicinity. Really just want to echo and underline all of the prior commentary on the type of facility, but specifically in terms of the design, I just wanted a little bit more clarity around the perimeter fencing, specifically, you know, again, echoing the concerns about the alley and just understanding where entry and exit points will be and if those points will be gated, you know, using like a key access or entry and like, you know, because again, what we're talking about, all these concerns around all of this additional population entering the neighborhood, how will they be entering and exiting? In addition, like vehicular access, will there be like one specific like entry and egress point? How will that be managed? Will the alley be used for hotel traffic as well? And then again, along those same topics of security, I would say have some questions around lighting and whether that's part of the additional plan for security and ensuring pedestrian and just neighborhood safety. If there's going to be any addition for around, you know, like if there's going to be any F&B elements, food and beverage elements, so where you have any, you know, additional commercial, like equipment, gear, you know, those kinds of elements, dumpsters, things like that, they're going to be added to the facility within the parking lot or either around the structure if like the main building is not changing. That's basically it. And I guess the last question would be around actual signage, where that y'all intend to be placing that and whether that's going to, you know, again, how that relates to the vehicular access and pedestrian access. But again, I echo all the same concerns that all of our fellow neighbors have shared about safety first and foremost, and certainly and the last thing I forgot was also parking. So from the sounds of it, I didn't catch the exact count of the number of parking spots, but it doesn't seem to be, you know, sufficient for the full number. So what it sounds like is that there would be, a push into the surrounding residential neighborhoods and a lot more parking on our streets and in front of our houses. So will there be any management of that? Will there be any intent to, you know, create additional permitted zones to accommodate all that parking? So that is it. Thank you.
Hi, Tony Young, YOUNG. We have the building 1600 East Desert Inn as your neighbor.
Okay.
So my question is, with the fencing, how far across the front are you going to go up to our property line and closing off that parking lot area all the way on the west? I actually witnessed the fire, so I know the issues there with homeless camps underneath that parking structure. And so I was curious as to how far the fencing that you're proposing is going to go up to our property line if you're going to be enclosing the entire parking lot through the back of the alley. Is it going to go all the way over? And how does that affect?
I'm not supposed to answer.
Right. I know. I'm just trying to look at the pictures to see. Because I see the covered parking, but I'm not seeing the other building with the uncovered section that actually goes right up against our property line. There's not a covered parking structure against our property line. It goes up against the building, and it's wide open all the way to ours. So my question is, how far is that fencing going to go? And is it going to close off at the end of that parking lot up to our building?
All righty.
One more.
Julie Wolf, 1591 East Desert Inn. Our property is directly facing that property, the house and offices. And, the same things that he had to say, basically concerning what the use is and sound and then, like, signage, like she was saying, then it seems like when you have hospitality properties, that'd be like 150 parking spaces that'd be required if you have 100 homes or more. So I'm not sure where you would fit that many parking. And I didn't know that this area, when you purchased property, was zoned for, you know, hospitality. Is that like a spot zoning change, is the question? Or is our property allowed to have an Airbnb? Or how does that all work in conjunction with this?
One more.
And also, Kyle Wright, again, the intersection on Desert and Pawnee is a very dangerous intersection. We have probably two major accidents a week at that. Is there any plans to help mitigate that? Because with adding 116 rooms worth of people coming in every day, that would probably go up to two major accidents a day.
Anyone else?
Sure. Holly Erker, 3418 Seneca Drive, Las Vegas, spelled E-R-K-E-R. I'm a residential realtor. I do a lot of business in this particular neighborhood, which I live in myself. residential place, but a lot of commercial businesses on this perimeter, and I can tell you that those businesses do make it challenging for homeowners who choose to sell their homes located to such businesses. I have the same concerns as everybody else's. I'd love to see the advances to historical buildings and enhancing them and making safer, but the concern is for the business that will take place in there and the type of clientele that it will potentially attract, given the amount of unhoused folks within the parameters of the activities, the illegal activities that take place in those streets anyway. Is this just going to become more encompassed in a concentrated area like that already in a residential place?
We'll do one more and then we'll let you.
Okay. Jen Ranella, R-A-N-E-L-L-A. So to that, if this gets approved, sorry, what is the timeline for this to be done?
We're going to let you answer the questions now. Yeah, you can get all that?
There's a lot of new information, okay? So I'm going to try to give you the best responses that I can. I may not have all the answers at this very moment, but you know, I appreciate everything you're telling us. Let me get that one last final comment. Yeah, what was that?
Just what if this gets approved?
Oh, the timeline.
What is your timeline? When is this going to be completed?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there would have to be some work done on the property. The property is aging property, so it needs to be brought up to code. So it's going to be, you know, fire sprinkler system installed to this property. It's going to be much more secure. We'll have to comply with all building codes and regulations. So, I mean, I would anticipate that would be at least a year of time to get it renovated. But again, the idea here is not to change the look and appearance of the building. It would be to enhance the building and to build upon the property. I mean, I think the biggest concern I heard was Siegel. I totally understand that. You know, Bernie is here, who might be able to expand on the aspects of the type of hotel, but it's been my understanding this is more of a boutique hotel. It's in the vicinity of the convention center, so it's designed to attract people that would be coming to conventions and, you know, for that type of use. It's short term. It's not to intend to be a long term rental. Like a Siegel Suites would be extended stay, where this would be a hotel. Food and beverage. There are currently no plans for that. There's no provision to add food and beverage on the property. You know, I mean, I guess you could anticipate maybe like a typical gift shop that you would have in a place in a hotel where you can get a Coke and toothpaste and that kind of thing. Again, type of facility would be for hotel use, length of stay, addressed, it's not an extended stay. Alterations to the facade, I think that it would most likely get an improved facade now, because right now it's like a wood siding, it's deteriorating, something has to be done to it to improve the appearance. It probably would be a restored version of that. But the intent is to keep the same visual appearance as it is today. To address the parking, we are compliant with parking. Provided for parking time reduction. So it's 116 guest rooms times 0.7 per guest room is the parking requirement. That's 82 stalls required. And the I'm not going to be able to address the alley specifically. I know if you had a concern with the fence, we can certainly work with you on that to see where that. I mean, I think the intention there was to come just to the edge of the property line and wasn't to return the fence. We'll have to look at that individually. Like, staff had concerns with the height of the fence, so we're going to have to reevaluate the height of the fence to see whether that's something that we would just reduce lower. But then I also hear that we have security. Sounds like we're almost needing, like, we want more fence than less. Because I think, you know, right now it's not a fully occupied property. And, you know, I think you're going to find, I mean, I can't imagine that it's great having a property that doesn't have anybody there managing it on a day-to-day basis. Now, what I need to find out is, more specifics on the management of this operation that might alleviate some concerns about the type of security that would be present on this property on a 24-hour basis, and then some more information about the operations and, again, the type of customer. But it's not intended to be a Siegel Suites. It's just not. So, we didn't have, the use of the property. We're not asking, it's a change of use. It's conforming use with the property. So to utilize it as a hotel.
We'll take questions from the board now. I do have a question immediately. Is the owner of the property here?
The firm is here.
Yeah. Okay. Can you explain to us what the intent of this motel is, what the concept is, the demographic that you tend to expect to reach, and what your price point is?
Okay, so we are trying to make this office building turn into a boutique hotel.
We have your name.
Okay, so my name is Bernie, last name L.E. So I'm the property owner, which is working for the company. I'm property owners as well, and property manager as well. So we intend to turn this whole office building into a boutique hotel, which is provided this kind of like a daily services to the convention center people. So we know we have a lot of people come from the convention, and it's be easier for them to access to the convention. That's why we want to try to attract people to be here. And the more concerned about everybody else is the security side. I get it. I've been there for almost every day to manage it, to operate it. I have my crew there almost every day to clean up, to manage it. I don't have so much homeless issues over there. I've been called cops last year about over 10 times trying to kick them out because I want even this, your side. I know the windows broke it out the first time we bought the properties last year. So it's going to be a concern for us. That's why we put all the fence around it, because it's going to protect the property as well and going to be kicked away from all these homeless people around this area. And regarding to the alleyway, because we are not allowed to do anything in the alley. That's by the planning department, the zoning department. They won't allow us to secure it. I wanted to do that, but they won't allow me to do it because this is public easement. So that's not something I can work on it. And that's why we're trying to work on our property line, trying to make it more secure and have 24-hour security on the side to manage all around the neighborhood, make sure nobody over there are homeless or drug addict over there, because they have a lot of people in the back of the alley doing drugs, homeless people having camps out there, and we've been kicking them out all the time. So I don't want them to have here, so that's why I have my security here almost every day. So that's the concern. And the reason for that is because when we bought the properties, they gave us idea thought is office using, and it wasn't actually, it doesn't use to be office for like COVID, because the pandemic area, pandemic period, no people running business over there. Now the business keep packed up. And we have half of the properties vacant right now, and we will put some little fence around it just to protect the properties in order to have no homeless people around this area. And the other half is already full right now. We've been running and operating, daily managing pretty well for now. And the idea is, because it's going to be increased property value for the whole neighborhood. And because I know, when I was talking to the county, it's not the first project we had right now. When I talked to the county, the zoning department, planning department, they want this neighborhood to be bought up more business to develop the whole economy. That's why we brought this idea to the county. That's why they give us some like, hey, you can do this, but you have to follow all the code stuff. So that's why we try and have this idea come up for it.
Questions? questions? Other questions? Do you guys have questions?
You know, I saw it a long time ago, actually, and not gonna lie, I saw it and I was like, that would be great for apartments. Apartments. But in your paper, it says motel several times in short term. So that is concerning because we don't want to fall into the single suite thing. Or in the future, right now, you're doing boutique hotel, and then that doesn't pan out, and then it turns into single suite. So I see the concern from all the people here in this room. So, you know, I cannot tell you, you know, you should call apartments and make people sign a lease for here, but I mean, short term is concerning for us.
Yeah, answer your question. When the first idea thought on that, when you're turning to an apartment complex, which is the first idea when we thought about that. And the reason why we like swap over from apartment and hotel because is the operation differently. So you know we can just turn into an apartment the second time. It's the same thing, the same process, the same way. Doesn't really like concern anything about us. The reason is for the hotel use is like our partners, we are trying to intend to operate this business opportunity for us to be more for the economic growth. You know, this is now because we pay more taxes on the hotel side. It's now pay more taxes on the apartment side. That's why, and generate more like money for us. So that's why we're from apartment to hotel. I mean, if like hotel project wouldn't be approved, we probably can turn into apartment project. It's all the same thing to us, to be honest. So it doesn't really change a lot to us. Because it's the structure-wise, it's gonna make changes, and all this coding inside, like a remote code inside the code is the same. So it wouldn't be really harmful for us to turn into a apartment. I mean, we accept the idea as well.
Yeah, I don't know if I, because in my justification letter to staff, I put hotel and not put motel.
Yeah.
And I think motel has a crappier meaning, and it wasn't really intended to be like that.
I can answer that planning. If you have outdoor hallways, it's a motel. If you have indoor hallways,
okay.
It's considered a hotel.
So it's probably just
the definition of a hotel.
So this would be what again?
Well,
hotel or motel?
I suppose I wrote hotel, but I didn't understand that clarification,
mm-hmm.
which would put it as motel, but it's going to be a boutique motel.
Okay. When you say boutique motel, what do you mean?
It's like it's kind of typical style. Just, you know, I don't know if you guys heard about. They have a resort in New Mexico called the 10 Waves. That's really boutique, like a resort. So we're turning that into a little resort. So which is really really high design. So that's why I call it boutique.
Yeah,
you imagine they have one hotel called the Lucky Dragon on Sahara. Used to be a casino, and now they're converting into a hotel. That hotel can be considered as a boutique hotel, which is their really managing, really designing inside it, and in turn, every room is different, like different design on inside it. That's why we call it the hotel.
Okay. Then I was going to follow up on a couple of questions that were asked that I didn't hear spoken to. Signage?
Well, signage is, we won't have that much big signage, so it's going to be, we couldn't have a sign on each, on one side, on the east side of the buildings. And I will probably replace that with just one small sign, and we don't want to turn really big. It's by code, and I can't put like a billboard. I already confirmed that I won't be able to do that, and we won't have an electrical sign on it. It's just like a little sign, not like little, but like medium-sized sign on each side of the building, faced to the east or desert. That's what the sign is on. I mean, that's had to be approved by county.
That'll be approved as a separate package, but
yeah.
I think what Bernie is saying is that it's not looking to ask for crazy waivers on that. Like, it would be conforming with what's allowable for the title.
Sure. Because the sign deal is just called a sign permit from a sign contractor. I'm not allowed to do a crazy sign as a sign on the blue one. You know, just
yeah.
It has to be like a regular as a retail sign or just hotel signs. That's all we have.
Okay. Then another question I was asked, I was curious about, was the timing, at least a year. Is that consistent with what you're planning?
Well, I do think a year we won't be able to finish that project. You mentioned my contract, I'm a general contractor from other states, but I do think we'll probably need more time to work on it till we finish approval by the county. Well, when we move to the this is the first step when we started doing that, and we still have too much design work afterwards. So our concern about it, we're probably looking for 1.5 years to 2 years to finish the whole project. It still have a lot of work to do.
Yeah, my when I responded to that, it was more like the time it takes through permitting, because that's usually what that's my part of things. But construction after that, you know, 6 to 8 months.
Yeah, because you have 2 years, and then you have to ask for an extension.
Yeah.
So how far are you along in the rest of your permitting process in terms of, I know there's some hoops to jump through with getting hotel licensing.
Well, so right now we are only the first step for change of use. This is the first step, will be approval. The second step is going to be all the construction document, engineering parts, you know, plumbing, electrical, and HVAC. Even the bar system, we don't have bar system.
We don't go that far, like, because obviously right now is an important step when we're talking to the community and we're trying to get feedback from the community. I mean, at least people are voicing their opinion, and you know, that's the kind of stuff that we take seriously. You know, we're not trying to design something that's going to not work. So it's like, I mean, I don't know if you can please everybody, but we can at least address the concerns that we're given. You know, some people, this is what it is. But you know, properties like this, I mean, a lot of times I come to these meetings and it says, well, you know, people say, well, you know, if this isn't here, what else is going to be here? So it's like, you know, and I look through the previous approvals that have happened on here, and it's like you get, you know, in this office, you get, you may be not desirable tenants. So it's probably a lot of these security concerns come into like the management of the property, you know. How do you control that later when a seagull wants to buy it or something like that? I don't know.
And how do we can, how are you planning to address the issue of traffic has come up? That is an intersection. I will let you know, I have a view of your building from my back window of my house. So I actually live at that intersection. It is. I understand that it's a motel, so people will not be driving to it, but it will increase traffic flow. So what are your thoughts in regards to, you know, the flow of traffic, how you plan to work with that? Because it is going to increase traffic in an area where there already is, as someone mentioned, and I can attest to, multiple accidents a week.
Yes, for sure. I mean, my office is right here, and I saw a lot of traffic on the side of the road. It's the things, I won't be able to answer a question because I'm not a traffic engineer to do this. Mm-hmm. So that's why we bought this coding things, trying to work through with the driving depth, because that was the coding for decrease the traffic issues, so people can turn into it with like slowly moving into.
Yeah, this is a substantial difference to what is there today in terms of going to commercial curb returns and getting that flow into the property so that you don't have the backup on Desert. Like that's that right now, what you've got is these dustpan drives, and you can't take the turns into that. So that's why you have an increased throat depth, allows cars to get onto property faster, alleviates the traffic behind it. I would think people would come in here, they're gonna find their parking stalls, and then they probably would exit through the alley more so than enter through the alley.
Yeah, we thought about that ideally, is to put the entrance in the back of the alley, as an alley, as a, like, you know, get it turned into the properties, which is more easier for like, people to get off the Desert Inn Road because there's so much traffic. But the county won't approve it because the alley is public easement, and I cannot be enclosed there as a gate to as an entrance. And even the fire department won't allow us to do that because that fire truck won't be able to spec for driving around that.
Yep.
So that's the issues we have. Only way to go in the front to get the entrance over here.
And one of the concerns, I don't know if you know, Bernie, with the this wall, you get a lot of graffiti. I mean, that's the thing. Like, who's maintaining that wall currently? And they were saying that you were.
Well, the wall in the back of the alley?
Yeah, this one. The one that goes right up against the neighbor's.
Well, we maintain the alley as well, probably, side, because they have a lot of dirty stuff.
Oh, okay. Just stuff that are.
Yeah, because the wall doesn't have anything on the wall, to be honest. There's nothing crazy on the wall, and there's a lot of lights over there. So
it's more like trash and things.
Yeah,
so
the trash, like some home that.
Which I would imagine you would continue doing that because. You can't have people come into the property.
Well, yeah, that's my crew going to work there almost every day. No, Saturday, Sunday, from Monday to Friday, I've been working on office, and my crew is working there trying to clean up, and we maintain our landscaping, and kick out the people, and clean up the properties like weekly basis. So whenever it's have dirty, just call my crew, come to clean up. So needs some intense properties right now.
I do have a question. It's more for Beatrice. Can you answer this? What would a project like this do in terms of catching the attention of Public Works for traffic control?
So once they submit this, they have to submit, a traffic engineer has that, and then they have to look at the mitigation. So it might, depending on the increase of traffic, they might just have to pay a fee for future addition of a traffic light in the future if that's needed, if it can be done. Mm-hmm. So it's gonna, the traffic study would be done after this is approved.
Okay, but it could ultimately push a traffic light it could push something like that in that direction?
If it meets them, what happens is, I don't know if it would, the increase of traffic would make that big of a change.
Okay.
The existing use of it, that it is.
Okay.
So it would depend on some sort of analysis.
Yeah, so they do, every new development does need to provide an analysis. It's not like it's not a land use change, it's just a use permit. So it's the existing allowed, it's allowed use. That's why you're not looking at a rezoning or a master plan update. Mm-hmm. It's just a use. So the traffic count is assumed very similar to a neighborhood commercial, which is it currently is.
Okay.
So it could, but I don't know if.
And one more thing, we have about 90 suites right now for the whole property. And the parking lot, I mean, Kerry wouldn't mention that, the parking space we have right now is about 144. So we are decreasing the parking use because of the too much parking required by the county. That's why it means we are reduce our traffic because we can't have enough.
Yeah,
parking.
I was wondering that because right now you've got that many stalls and you're not fully occupied by any of this, right?
Yes.
So I mean, if this was a running office, fully occupied businesses with people coming in and out, I think that would be a ton of traffic. And it's like, I mean, I don't like traffic either, but it's a lot of traffic in town now.
All right. Do we have any more questions? Any comments from the board? I do think you see that there's a lot of concern here. So I would suggest if you, going forward, you might want to figure out.
Most likely what we'll do is kind of, I mean, we'll talk about it, but I mean, you know, when we have community concerns like this, then, you know, we're going to address it. We're going to give it time to address it, so we're not going to rush this process. It doesn't make sense. And there's still some unanswered questions concerning security or things that we could do now that we know what the concerns are, whether there's some things we could do in that alley. It seems like we're really limited. Maybe there are some things that we can do.
Then you get to come back to the board.
All right. Who are there? Do you have any more questions?
No.
I guess I'm speaking about security. Do you have a vision for that? I mean, what are the thoughts on security? It sounds like you have some security at the moment.
Well, we do. To be honest, I've been working there pretty late, like 1 o'clock in the morning, and I've given up, like I've been there about 6 o'clock in the morning just to do work. So the security issues right now we are running is, I've been checking probably almost every night till midnight, just trying to make sure that they're all there. And what's happening is I just called cops on come over here. I mean, so much stack of cops report on my desk because I know they have issues. So I've been there to stay late when I was here. Right now it's the thing, like our crews, man patrol the whole properties every night, trying to make sure there's no any other issues or homeless people. I mean, one of these two buildings have been broken out for so many times, right?
Another thing I know, because we've had projects like we worked on convenience stores, things like that, and you know, in some of the harder areas in town, like Metro will get involved, and we could consult with Metro concerning like the use of like a like video cameras and a
well,
higher degree of monitoring.
That
system.
Process is already done with the police station already. They won't give us any that kind of support because there was a lot of crime over that neighborhood. That's what happens.
So it's not like that high. Of
yeah. So they couldn't. I was requested for just a police camera on my property, which is a big one on the Walmart parking lot stuff.
One of those red and
yes,
blue
yes,
lights.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I was requested before with the station, and they won't allow me to do that. They say you don't have that much crime over that area. We won't approve it. So I'm saying if I'm by myself, they know they won't allow you to do that. someone, okay, I won't be able to do anything like that. And now the west side of the building, we already fenced up, which is not like a crazy fence. And I did confirm the building department, if my fence wasn't up to 6 foot tall, I can do it without any permit. So just be confirmed. That's why I have four fences just enclosed the entrance for the properties, but not outside the whole properties. So still, I have a home that's broken into my properties. I have called cops, kicked them out for 3 times, which is next 2 months. So it still happens. So I'm trying my best to issue the security for that area. You know, it's just nothing I myself cannot be. So that much responsibility.
So when you say security, you're talking about yourself specifically?
Yeah, I'm talking about myself and my crew.
Okay.
With arms. We're armed.
You have an armed
yeah,
crew?
Yeah, we have armed people with okay. us. Just go down to make sure no people. I do truly believe I've been run off by one of the homeless people trying to threaten me, threw some weapon to me, and I got called the cops. I didn't catch him. He ran out to the neighborhood and tried to find him with four cops cars, and we didn't find him for like 2 hours. So that's one of the issues, that's why we brought
him. So he got away?
Yeah, he got away. Okay. And I tried to find him, no, nothing. And have some people, just random people, throw rocks to the windows building over there. We've been bought up since the first day. The first week we came to water properties, we've been bought up so much spaces because random people just throw rocks from the street to our properties and broke the probably 17 windows. It's costing me like $20,000 to fix it. And that's why we want to, hey, we should have fenced up to prevent that kind of problems, because when we turn into either apartments or hotels, we still need to protect our tenant. So that's the issue. So that's why we want to try to have fence around it.
I think that was the goal of the fence, but then we got the staff, and there's a couple of comments I just read in the draft report. And it's like, okay, now they want to reduce the fence, but I don't think they really understood that. But we were just concerned about managing and helping with the security. So it's just something we're going to have to kind of work through and see, you know, what options we have. I'm getting a couple ideas right now, like maybe to talk about, you know, and bring up, I don't get too deep into it today or solutions, but I mean.
Looks like there's opportunity for improvement.
Of course, there's always opportunity for improvement.
Sure.
And until we hear the comments, we don't know exactly what and, you know, how to best address it.
Sure.
I just know that we'll talk about it, as I can promise you that.
Thank you.
So I don't know where we go from here and what the board's opinion is. I mean, obviously we would like approval, but at the same time we want to meet the community concerns if we can meet them.
That's it for me.
That's it for you?
Yeah.
For you?
Is there an opportunity for us to speak again?
Sure, just a little bit, but it's not usually allowed.
Oh, I just wanted to say that the basic discussion about the fence, if it's four feet or 8 feet, isn't really going to matter if it's open, wide open to the gate access or the entry access to driveways and the back driveway. So it's not really a security thing. I understand it's probably going to keep the traffic.
Kind of, just so that people don't cross in the middle.
And
kind
right.
of
and then the other thing is so where exactly are we on the hotel motel issue even being approved? We're not there yet. I mean, this is the first step, and there's another step going on over here.
So I can just on the process. So this is scheduled to go after this. The Board of County Commissioners on October 16th.
Okay, that was on that card also. Yeah. Okay.
And
that is the final decision.
I was just saying, correct me if I'm wrong. We're an advisory board.
You are.
Yeah.
You
we're
can,
not making a final decision.
Right. Okay. You can approve, deny. You can request a hold if you want, or anything in between.
Well, my other question was going to be, do you think that, obviously the community has a lot to say about this, as we did with the Care Center Boulevard, would having like a community meeting?
Yeah, that's
where they could.
We can do is like get out of the, you know, this is a structured setting we can host, and your office is like right there. So, I mean, everyone's living there, so.
Yeah, I think regardless of what happens here today, you're probably going to want to do that so that you are clear with everyone here, because there's a lot of people who are going to have questions along the way, and you'll need to be clear with everyone about what your intentions are.
And attracting convention people is not realistic.
Well, that's the thing, like, we do have some, like, a connection to the tourist company and connection group of people. That's where my target people at. It's not gonna be like a...
Well, we can say, this is why we need to, maybe on your end, plan a community meeting where everyone can come and you can explain sort of where you're coming from and what your plans are in a little more depth so that everyone understands. But for now, does anyone have a motion on what we have today? Does anyone want to make a motion?
Motion to deny.
I'll second that motion.
All those in favor of?
Aye.
All those against?
Okay.
Best of luck to you guys.
Thank you very much.
All righty.
If I'm unclear, did you guys just pass this or not?
Denied.
Thank you. Just for the record.
All right. Moving on. We now are moving on to comments by the general, or now we move on to general business. Do we have any general business?
Yes, Chair and the community. If they're interested, town board applications are now open for all town boards until November 14th. If anyone would like to serve, including current board members, please go online and submit your application. It's for a 2-year term beginning January 2025. And I sent it to you guys. Let me know if you need it.
I got it.
Okay. And then item number two.
Guys, we're still in the meeting. Please leave quietly. Thank you.
Item number two is to review our fiscal year 2025 budget request. And just to have you guys start thinking about next year's budget request.
Maybe we'd like a new thing for our presentation.
Yeah. I thought you were pointing at me.
No.
No.
Surely we could stir up a new. I don't know what that thing is called.
Thanks, guys.
iPod?
Thank you. Have a good night.
So I will write it down, Chair, but I will start with reviewing last year's items. So last year you requested code enforcement increase in staff and longer hours. So I did reach out to our department head, and she said there was not increase in hours or staff. However, they are finally fully staffed.
Okay.
So all of the positions have been filled, and then they have also implemented a 24-hour hotline for short-term rental activity complaints.
Well, just imagine that all the people who complain about this and would love to hear it just walk out the door.
What's the number?
It's give me 1 second. It's the same as code enforcement. I think it's 702-455.
4191.
Wait, 702 yes. What?
4191. 455 4191. 4191.
That was
702. Yeah, because. And you can call there with any long leads. They enforce Title 30. So what you guys go.
Yeah.
And then what they did do, the same department has an animal control. So they also have the animal. They've had 2 new animal control dispatchers. They were desperately needed to meet the demands of the community. So they also do assist their code enforcement staff in field on emergency situations. And then your second request was streetlights. It unfortunately has only gotten worse. However, Clark County did just recently approve a $1 million contract for another contractor to come in and help us install the lights. We also started a pilot program for solar lights. The first ones are in District B off of Boulder Highway.
Ooh.
And then we are on the record willing to support a bill for a new state law for the junkyards that take in this copper wire recycling.
Yeah.
So that's going to be in the legislature.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, just wait. Yeah.
So I will start the new list. If you guys, the first one, new tripod, not new, playing staff. We want playing staff.
Can we get get just like $5 and we'll go to Savers.
Quick question. With the lights in Boulder, they're going to be solar.
They already are.
They're already there.
They're not. They're on Palm Street off of Boulder Highway.
And are the battery packs protected?
They're on the top.
Mm-hmm. So we couldn't do that for Parkway.
For what?
For the development right here. For Maryland Parkway.
You possibly could. The only issue is that Maryland Parkway has a lot of metro cameras and they do not support that. So we could do that if that's a place. Right now, if they are looking for spots, they're looking for residential areas because Maryland Parkway needs a higher level of lights. And because they're solar, sometimes they can do it, but we just want to pilot them on residential streets right now.
And what about the places where the people wait for the bus? What about those, for example? Can we
those are RTC. That's RTC. That's different.
Maybe they should get with you guys so you can teach them how to do the battery thing properly, I guess.
So they would have to be higher. Because they are, some are solar, but the batteries are solar. So that's, that's what they said.
Yeah.
So they would have to be, higher. So I don't know how the planning is for that.
Yeah, I just got to figure it out how.
All right, so just
sorry.
Food for thought. I know this is a long meeting.
I knew it was going to be when I got here. I was like,
it's a good one. Yeah.
All right, so just a reminder, I will bring this item again next meeting so we can finalize the list and you can formally vote on it.
Okay.
And that is it.
Thank you.
All right, now we'll move on to comments by the general public. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board council's jurisdiction. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly say your name and address and spell your last name for the record. Do we have any comments for the general public? Alrighty, our next meeting date will be October 8th, 2024. Meeting is adjourned.